This podcast is brought to you by TechnoWatt Projects and Systems and True Touch, True Service. March 12, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. In the news making headlines today, mergers and acquisitions, or M&A, activity in 2007 centered around the theme of the mega deal, with South Africa's top 10 deals tipping the scales at 208.1 billion rand. And reflecting a 51.5% increase from the previous year's top 10 transactions. Ernst & Young Transaction Advisory Services Director Dave Taser said that foreign direct investment, private equity, and black economic empowerment were the significant drivers behind M&A activity in the country.
Deal values are up 81% in 2007. It was also the year of the mega deal here. And we're doing this against the backdrop of an economy that was... We would love to have continued growing at 6%, it's probably down to 5%, could be less, and all sorts of pressures starting to creep in.
One of last year's mega deals was the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China's investment in Standard Bank, which was valued at 36.7 billion rand. New diamond cutters are setting up shop in Botswana, the world's biggest diamond producer, to gain supplies in a tight market, even though margins may be lower there, a top official of De Beers said on Tuesday. De Beers, which accounts for around 40% of global rough diamond supply, is due to launch a new local marketing arm in Botswana this month to help boost the country's jewellery sector and create jobs. The tobacco industry has warned that it may take to the courts if new tobacco control legislation is pushed through without proper consultation. There is no need to rush this bill, Chief Executive of the Tobacco Industry of South Africa, Francois van der Merwe, said in a statement issued on Tuesday, following a meeting of Parliament's Health Portfolio Committee. The committee had received a briefing on the Tobacco Products Control Amendment Bill, which seeks to crack down on advertising and sponsorship, improve warnings on packaging, raise the minimum age for tobacco sales to 18, and ban sales near schools. South African state-owned power utility Eskom's uranium consumption could increase by more than 10 times to 4,000 tonnes a year by 2025, from the current figure of 330 tonnes a year, as it planned to add 20,000 megawatts of nuclear generation capacity by that time, a company official said on Tuesday. The utility currently only uses uranium to produce some 1,800 megawatts of power from two reactors at its only nuclear power station, Coburg, in the Western Cape, equating to about 5% to 7% of its total generation capacity. Also making headlines today, Kenya Parliament to speed peace deal through. Russia wants UN sanctions for Darfur rebels. South African firms investing in supply chains to cope with global pressures are more profitable, a survey shows. BHP to close parts of Bayside smelter to achieve 10% cut in energy use. Zimbabwe says not all foreign firms have to sell stakes. East Africa economy seen weathering Kenya crisis. Double royalties might put De Beers Finch mine in danger of premature closure. And Vale may abandon its Xstrata bid as shares fall. That's a roundup of news-making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.co.za, and polity.org.za.